It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac-a-Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac-a-Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac-a-Parle Veteran Service Officer. How's things going, Josh?
Oh, I'm tired because of the rain, but it's well needed.
Yeah, makes a guy want to just take a nap.
Yeah.
But, it's needed, and we'll appreciate it sometime, if not now. So.
Yeah, close to 3 inches, you said.
Yeah, close to 3 inches, 2 3/4, 3 inches here, and down in the Porter area, about 5 inches.
Yikes.
So, a lot of rain.
Yeah.
It could stop any time now.
Oh, we had kind of a drought last year, so.
That's right, so make up for that anyway.
Yep.
No. Like I say, we'll be begging for it at some point in time. So.
Yeah.
Well, what's new with you over there in the office? Huh?
Oh, not much, really. I'm only going to be in the office for a couple of days this week. I have Wednesday I'll be out, as well as Thursday and Friday. So.
Okay. So in today.
Yep, in today and tomorrow.
Right. Well, let's salute a veteran, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Nylon Foster Larson. Nylon was born on June 11th, 1934 in Odessa and passed away on June 14th, 2004. He was a farmer in the Lewisburg area, but he entered active duty on March 5th, 1957 in Madison in the United States Army. Was honorably discharged 2 years later on March 4th, 1959 at Fort Devens, Massachusetts. He was a wheeled vehicle mechanic with Battery A of the 1st Howitzer Battalion of the 76th Field Artillery Regiment. Served all of his time in Massachusetts and during peacetime, and earned the Good Conduct Medal for his service. So we thank you, Nylon, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, today the topic, the VA has expanded access to care and benefits for some former service members who did not receive an honorable or general discharge. You're going to tell us about that.
Yeah, they sent out a press release on April 25th discussing a final rule and allowing certain veterans with less than honorable discharges access to care and benefits. VA posted a final rule amending its regulations regarding character of discharge determinations, expanding access to VA care and benefits for some former service members discharged under other than honorable conditions or by special court-martial. When former service members with other than honorable discharges or OTH discharges and bad conduct discharges, which are judged at special court-martials, apply for VA benefits and services, they carefully review the records to determine if they can provide them with the requested care and benefits. It helps to ensure that VA can provide services to deserving former service members, including certain individuals who face discrimination, survived sexual assault or harassment, struggled with their mental or physical health, or faced other challenges while serving in the military. This new regulation will expand access to care and benefits for former service members, and there's three different ways they're going to do that. They're going to eliminate the regulatory bar for homosexual aggravating circumstances or other factors affecting the performance of duty as a bar to benefits. A lot of us served during the don't ask, don't tell period. While VA had already taken steps to ensure full and fair access to benefits of former service members discharged based on homosexual conduct, gender identity, or HIV status, this move further solidifies VA's commitment to reducing disparity for these groups in the adjudication process. Creating compelling circumstances exception for certain former service members, for certain former service members discharged for willful or persistent misconduct or an offense involving moral perpitude. VA will now consider and determine if a compelling circumstances exception will permit VA to nonetheless provide care and services. Under this exception, VA will consider the former service member's length and character of service, mental and cognitive impairment, physical health, combat-related hardship, whether the person was a survivor of sexual abuse or assault or discrimination, and more. This new exception creates a new path for VA to provide benefits and services to deserving former service members. They're also going to opening the door for previously denied service members to reapply. Because of these changes, former service members previously found ineligible for VA services may now be eligible for benefits and are encouraged to reapply. So VA does encourage former service members with OTH discharges or bad conduct discharges to apply for VA care and benefits today. Over the past 10 years, VA's eligibility determination rate for those former service members has been 75%, so 3 out of 4, meaning that VA provided care to 75% of them, which totaled over 57,000 former service members. They've conducted extensive outreach to service members with OTH and bad conduct discharges, or BCDs, big chicken dinners. That's a military term,
big chicken dinner. Yes. Okay, you're making me hungry.
So they've done that, increasing the number who applied for VA care and benefits from approximately 1,700 in 2012 to more than 10,000 in 2023. Character of discharge determination does not change the Armed Forces characterization of service and has no effect on the former service member's military discharge status. This is for VA benefits and services eligibility purposes only. Any discharge characterized as honorable or general under honorable conditions satisfies the character of discharge requirement for basic eligibility for most VA benefits. Former service members who did not receive those discharges are not automatically disqualified from receiving VA care benefits. However, barring a ruling of insanity, VA does not provide benefits to service members who are discharged with a dishonorable discharge. Service members who were discharged for desertion, mutiny, going AWOL for 180 continuous days, or espionage, or service members discharged by a sentence of a general court-martial, discharged in lieu of trial, discharged as a resignation by an officer for the good of the service, or discharged as a conscientious objector, VA does apply a compelling circumstances exception for AWOL when appropriate. AWOL is absent without leave, so if basically they can't find you. You don't show up and they can't find you.
That's not a good thing, probably.
No, it's not.
Not for you.
No, it's not. This may be in the Dawson Sentinel, the Western Guard this week. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And what is that number?
You had it out for me this time.
I did. I knew you were coming.
That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse. Again, I'm only in the office Monday and Tuesday this week, maybe part of Wednesday, but we'll have to see on that. But you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
Probably the soggy level of the courthouse, right?
A little bit soggy.
Yeah, all right. But I'm sure the grass will be nice and green up there this year.
It is.
That's right. As always.
That's right.
And Linden will be doing a good job.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks, Josh. We will see you again next Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benninga, Lackparl Veteran Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackparl County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.